Letters to Daniel, Volume 4. Letter 169. The Word Against Moroni. Mormonism. Part 1. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2013, in the second month, on the ninth day of the second month. Dear Dan, on 3 January of this year, my wife's sister, P9, sent me an email informing me of her desire to put together a surprise birthday party for M. As stated in an earlier letter, P9 and her family are Mormons and have been for many years, although P9, like her sister M, was raised in a Methodist church. In her next response to mine, the plan for the surprise party began to take shape. But then P9 said something in the last paragraph of the email that opened the door for me to wrestle with Moroni. But this first requires some backstory. About a year ago, I began to hear from my wife M how P9A, her brother-in-law, was going down to Mexico and performing what amounted to physical therapy treatments for people he knew that had pulled muscles, etc. I would hear bits and pieces of conversations concerning his treatment services by being in the family room at the same time that M and P9 would talk on the phone, which they do daily. So, over the past year, I would hear various remarks made concerning P9A's activities and how he was gifted in the area of understanding how the human body works and how to bring relief to pinched nerve pains, etc. Not long before P9 sent the first email, M and I were discussing P9A's activities. I said that I thought he was being reckless in essentially practicing medicine without a license, and of course, not having any kind of insurance in the event he substantially injured someone he was working on. I avoided any mention that I thought, actually knew, that P9A's activities were of Moroni, whose god is Satan, and that P9A was being deceived and that he was deceiving those who partook of his services. Below is the actual email exchange I had with P9, edited in such a way so that the exchanges are in top-down chronological order. Identifying data has also been altered. Email number 1 from P9. Hi Romanus, we are thinking of having a little surprise party for M's birthday. What is your schedule that week? Best, P9. Email number 2 from P9. This is the second paragraph. Also, P9A will be coming up and he is excellent at helping with back pain. If you want him to look at you, send along your MRI either to me for forwarding or I can give you his email address. He will do it for no charge. If he can't do anything, he will tell you, but I have never seen him hurt anyone and it could be very helpful. Could be a very helpful thing for you. P9. Email number 3. My response to P9. Here, I am quoting parts of the previous email and responding thereto. Quote, also, P9A will be coming up and he is excellent at helping with back pain. If you want him to look at you. Unquote. No, did I make myself clear? I don't agree with what P9A is doing. He is putting the people he works on, himself, you, and your house at risk. I do believe in freedom and liberty, but I also believe in sound science and professional credentials. Does he have these? All the medical people I see are licensed and insured, and I go to a licensed massage practitioner regularly. But I thank you anyway. Blessings, Romulus. Email number 4, from P9. I'm sorry you feel this way. I think sometimes people receive gifts from above, and he has been blessed as a true healer. If you change your mind, let me know. I personally have seen him work miracles, not the least of which is with my own knees and neck. His own children bring themselves, their wives, friends, and co-workers to be treated. As I said, I've never seen him hurt anyone. He may not be able to help, but he never hurts. This email exchange opened the way for me to wrestle with Moroni, the surprise birthday party for M, and the wrestling match with Moroni and at least one of his henchmen were both a smashing success. I will describe what took place in the next letter. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.